Seattle has 21 sister cities, including one in Italy called Perugia. You've likely heard of it. That's where Seattle exchange student Amanda Knox was arrested for murder back in 2008. Earlier this week, the charges against Knox were dismissed for good. So how has the murder trial affected our sister city relationship with Perugia? Mike James was president of the Seattle Perugia Sister City Association back in 2008. You'll remember him as a longtime TV news anchor and reporter. Mike James was in Perugia the night of the murder. He told Marcy Silman he was there to talk about the installation of a grand sculpture to celebrate the connection between Seattle and Perugia.
It was our last night in Perugia, and we got up early the next day to go to Rome, catch the plane home. And we didn't know that the crime had happened that night. We didn't know until we got to Seattle.
Wow. So here's this sensational crime. At what point did you realize that the murder of Meredith Kircher and the arrest of Amanda Knox would affect the relationship between these sister cities?
Within the week, I could see what was coming, that Perugia, really unknown, probably to a lot of Washingtonians, a lot of people in Seattle, except for those involved with our sister city association, would be known in a way other than I've described it, as this beautiful medieval town, beautifully preserved, with a fabulous fountain, one of the best in central Italy. It would be known for this crime. And it would be a shadow, and it certainly became one, over the relationship that we had developed with that city.
How did Seattle and Perugia, Italy, become sister cities anyway?
Okay, long story or short story? Here, short story. There was a guy named Hans Lehmann. Hans Lehmann later was a well-known doctor here. He was a medical director at Ballard Hospital. He developed some techniques for heart surgery. He was a philanthropist of the arts. But he was banned from medical school in Berlin during the rise of the Nazi party, and had to finish his school in Perugia, finish his medical training in Perugia. He'd studied Italian there enough so he could get into the school. And so he'd retained this friendship, this, you know, from his experience there, families that he'd kept in touch with. When he retired, he went back there to meet the Vicarelli family, which is a family he'd come to know really well. And they decided to commemorate the friendship that they'd had over such a long period of time by setting up a sister city relationship. That's how it began.
So at the time that this murder happened and Amanda Knox was subsequently arrested and the trial started, what happened to the relationship between Seattle and Perugia?
Well, initially, not much, really. I mean, we carried on pretty much as usual, decided to focus on the friendship activities and not be partisan in any way in terms of guilt or innocence. But when guilt was decided late that night, it was in December of 2009, I think a lot of things changed for us. It became darker. The shadow over the relationship became much darker.
What was the attitude of I guess, the folks that you dealt with on the Perugia end of the Sister City Association? Did they believe that she was guilty and should be imprisoned?
Well, I think I'd say probably most of the people we knew in Perugia at the time felt that there was enough evidence to prove that she was guilty. There was some who didn't care one way or the other and some who didn't think she'd done it. I mean, you could have that debate anywhere. The preponderance of guilt would be more in London and in Perugia than it would be in Seattle, obviously.
Interesting. I understand at the time there was in the works a Perugia-Seattle Sister City Park.
Yeah, that's where we knew that we were in different territory. And let me talk about that a moment. We had wanted to have a park in Seattle, a Perugia Park in Seattle. There are some others. There's Kobe Park and right, some of the other sister cities. So we entered in a competition. You know, there was a park coming up Olive Way. There was this little pocket park to be named. And we won that competition. I mean, we won unanimously. The park naming committee said, yes, it's going to be Perugia Park. And there was a press release, you know, saying what a wonderful thing this was and there would be funding and it would be open in the next year. Within the next three days, Amanda Knox was found guilty, and that announcement was withdrawn. And the Parks Department decided that they had to put the Perugia Park idea on hold.
I'm talking with Mike James. He's now a board member of the Seattle Perugia Sister City Association. Seattle resident Amanda Knox was finally, once and for all, acquitted of the murder of Meredith Kircher. You know, I think you've been to Perugia. There's probably other Seattleites who've been there. Most of us only know this town through this crime.
Through the crime.
Huh. There was a chance as recently as just a few weeks ago that this young woman, this West Seattleite, Amanda Knox, would be extradited, possibly extradited to Italy, and would have to serve 28 years in Italian prisons. Were you following what was going on?
Oh, of course. I mean, we followed it as much or more than anyone because it was that I've called it a shadow. Mm. I think we managed to do a lot of things despite the shadow. I think we've actually improved that relationship and done many more exchanges in the same time. Two Perugia mayors came to Seattle during this whole period of time, and were treated very well here. So I don't know. I think, Marcy, the thing that I think was hardest to get over was the nature of the Italian legal system, because it's not one trial. All of those events are part of the same trial. You know, here, if you are found innocent, it's over.
Right.
If you're found innocent there, it's not over because the prosecutor gets an appeal, because all of these appeals are part of a single process. And at the end of that single process, Amanda Knox was acquitted totally.
It is over. There is no more appeal avenue.
It's done. I mean, they will wait 45 days to get the report from the high court. But what they said, the phrase I still remember in Italian, non hanno fatto, they didn't do it.
You mentioned that two Perugia mayors had come during the time that all of this was come to Seattle during that time. Do you think that this final decision, this final acquittal, will help the relations or at least the official Seattle Perugia sister city?
Oh, I think so, because as Amanda Knox said the other day, now it's, and Sollecito said in Italy, her erstwhile boyfriend, we can move on with our lives now. And I think the relationship, while it's been good and solid these last 7 years, can reach a different kind of dimension. What I'm hoping is that a Seattle mayor will visit Perugia. And I think that can happen now. And Mayor Murray has expressed to me personally a desire to go there. And I think that would be, especially in Umbria, especially in Perugia, the real cap to this, the real end to this tension.
Did you know Amanda Knox? Have you met Amanda Knox?
I have talked to Amanda Knox in Italian. Her Italian is very good. When she was acquitted at the appeals court and came back home, there was a big cooking event, all in Italian, by a chef from Umbria. And Amanda was one of the sous chefs.
Really?
So we were talking in Italian. We've also exchanged emails over time, from time to time.
You know, I can't help feeling like, you know, you're ready to move on. The Perugian officials are ready to move on. Because this was such a sensational case and because Amanda Knox is from Seattle, do you think the general public will ever be ready to move on?
You know, that's a great question. I have to tell you, I wrote a couple of op-eds for the Seattle Times about Perugia and about the case. And every time there were dozens and dozens of those comments that follow articles. And I would say 70% of the people were supportive. They said, how could you dump this park? How could you insult this Italian city by pulling this park? That shows how small we are. But there were a strong 30% who said we should sever the relationship. We should never have anything to do with Perugia again. So, you know, there was always that kind of division. I don't know how much of that is here now. I'd like to argue that while it took time, the Italian legal system did its job thoroughly. I mean, there were four or five looks at this, if you count all of the different procedures that went on, and reached the right conclusion. Now, let's move on. That's behind us. I hope we can say that. Makes sense to me.
Mike James, a board member of the Seattle Perugia Sister City Association. He was president of that association during most of the Amanda Knox trial. He's also a former television news anchor here. Knox has been acquitted of all charges. She now lives in Seattle, where she remains an honorary member of the Seattle Perugia Sister City Association.